When I was a little bitty boy, just up off of the floor, we used to go down to Grandma's house every month and or so. We'd have chicken pie and country ham and homemade butter on the bread. But the best darn thing about Grandma's house was a great big feather bed. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide and soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 40 loving geese, took a whole bowl of cloth for the tick. And it'd hold 8 kids and 4 hound dogs and a piggy we stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. After supper we'd sit around the fire, the old folks would spit and chew. Pa would talk about the farm and the war, and Granny took a ballad or two. And I'd sit and listen and watch the fire till the cobwebs filled my head. Next thing I know, I'd wake up in the morning in the middle of the old feather bed. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide and soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 40 loving geese, took a whole bolt of cloth for the tick. And it'd hold 8 kids and 4 hound dogs and a piggy we stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. Well, I love my ma, I love my pa, I love Granny and Grandpa too. I've been fishing with my uncle, I wrestled with my cousin, I even kissed Aunt Lou. Ooh, but if I ever had to make a choice, I guess it ought to be said, I'd trade them all, plus a gal down the road for Grandma's feather bed. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide and soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 40 loving geese, took a whole bolt of cloth for the tick. And it'd hold 8 kids and 4 hound dogs and a piggy we stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed.